Children, there's a man named Jacob, and he went far away from home where his father and mother lived to live with his uncle Laban for a while. And when he got there, he met Rachel. She was beautiful, and he fell in love with her right away, and he wanted to marry her, and she was his uncle Laban's daughter. And so he agreed with his uncle Laban that he would work for Uncle Laban for 7 years for the right to marry Rachel. But at the end of 7 years, Laban gave him Rachel's older sister, Leah, instead. And so Jacob agreed to work for his Uncle Laban 7 more years so that he could marry Rachel too. In those days, they didn't know that a man should marry only one wife. And so, after 14 years, 2 sevens, Jacob had Rachel and Leah, and he had 11 sons and 1 daughter, and he was ready to stop working for Uncle Laban and work for himself. He was going to go home to where his father and mother lived. But Uncle Laban saw that Jacob was a really good worker. He was good at taking care of Laban's flocks. Laban had had a small flock when Jacob came, and now his flock was big. Laban had gotten rich because the Lord was blessing Jacob's work, taking care of his flock. And so Laban really wanted Jacob to stay and work for him longer. And in this story, it tells what deal Jacob and Laban made. What was Laban going to pay Jacob to continue to work for him and care for his flocks? See if you can hear, what is Laban going to give Jacob to care for his flocks? This is from Genesis 30. And it was when Rachel had given birth to Joseph that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away, and I will go to my place and to my land. Give me my women and my children for whom I have served you, and I will go. For you know my service with which I have served you." And Laban said to him, "Please stay, if I have found grace in your eyes. I have experienced it, that Yehovah has blessed me because of you." And he said, "Name me your pay, and I will give it." Name me your pay. And Jacob said to him, "You know how I have served you, and how your livestock has been with me, for you had few animals before I came, and the flock has broken forth into a multitude, and Yehovah has blessed you at my foot. And now, when shall I also be doing for my own house? How can I get money for my own family?" he's saying. And Laban said, "What shall I give you?" And Jacob said, "You shall not give me anything. If you will do this word for me, I will return and shepherd and keep your flock. I will pass through all your flock today, removing from there every speckled and spotted animal of the flock, and every black animal of the flock among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and these shall be my pay. And my justice shall answer for me tomorrow, when the subject of my pay comes before you. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and black among the lambs, this is stolen if it is with me." And Laban said, "Behold, I wish it might be according to your word." And he removed in that day the he-goats that were mottled and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, all that had white in it, and all the black among the lambs, and gave them into the hand of Jacob's sons. And Laban set a way of 3 days between himself and Jacob, and Jacob shepherded the rest of Laban's flocks. Amen. So did you hear in the story, what is Jacob's pay going to be? Did you hear? Yes? He's going to have the black ones among the lambs, not the white ones, but only the black ones. And he's going to have the goats that are speckled and spotted. Why did Jacob choose this for his pay? Well, for one thing, it would make it easy to tell whose was Jacob's and whose were Laban's. All the black ones would be Jacob's and all the white ones would be Laban's. And it says that once they'd separated them, Jacob took his herd 3 days' journey away from Laban's to keep them apart so they wouldn't get mixed together. He didn't want Laban to say, "You stole that animal from me." It would be clear. These are Jacob's, these are Laban's. Another reason he chose them is that in the lambs, very few lambs are black compared to how many white ones there are. Like there could be 25 white lambs and only one black lamb. So Jacob wasn't asking for too much from his uncle Laban. And another thing is that the black lambs and the speckled and spotted goats were considered not worth as much as the white ones. People liked the white ones better. So again, Jacob wasn't asking so much from his uncle Laban, just a little bit. He was making a fair deal. Did Laban like this deal? Did Laban think this was a good idea?
Yes,
he did. Yes, he was excited about that. Yes, and they agreed. And so Jacob worked for his uncle Laban 6 more years, 20 years in all, taking care of Laban's flocks and herds. Now, let's think about the spiritual meaning of this story. We can think about what is the Lord teaching us about the black lambs and the white lambs. Usually in the word, white represents what is true and good, and black represents what is not true and bad. But in this story, the white lambs represent people who think that they themselves are good without the Lord's help. I'm good. I don't need the Lord's help. Whereas the black among the lambs represent people who know, if I don't follow the Lord, I'm going to do bad things. I need the Lord's help. I want the Lord's help, and I ask Him to help me. And when I've done what's wrong, I'm sorry for it, and I ask the Lord to help me to do better next time. That's what's represented by the black among the lambs in this story. It's like the song that we sang at the beginning, where the Lord says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." Every branch that remains in the vine, it bears lots of fruit, because without me, you can't do anything. See, if you picture a grapevine with a nice branch on it, and you snip the branch off, what's going to happen to the branch? It's just going to, yes?
Fall.
Yes, it'll fall on the ground, and it will dry up and turn back to dust. But if it means attached to the vine, then it can grow grapes, can't it? Or if you picture your hand is such a useful tool, but what happens if somehow your hand gets cut off from your body? Can it do anything then when it's just lying on the ground by itself?
No.
Well, it's the same way with us. We need to be attached to the Lord. We need to let the Lord help us to be good, because without the Lord, we can't do anything good. And that's what's represented by the black lambs, people who know that without the Lord, I'm just black. No white, just black. I need the Lord's help. And the Lord loves people who are like the black among the lambs. In this story, Jacob represents the Lord, and he loves the black among the lambs because these are the people he can help. These are the people who want the Lord's help. They know they need His help. And the Lord loves to help us be good. And when we've done what's wrong, He likes to help us get better and not do that again. So we can be like Jacob in this story. If we're making a deal, arrangement with some friends, we don't ask too much. We just ask a reasonable amount, so that we can make a good deal with our friends, and it's fair to both of us. And we can be like Jacob in that if we see some of our friends do something stupid, something irritating, something they really shouldn't have done, we can remember, well, I do some of those things too. I'm also like one of the black among the lambs. I need the Lord's help too. Maybe my friend will learn from their mistake, and they will turn back to the Lord, and the Lord will help them. And we can also remember that when we've done what's wrong, the Lord still loves us, just like Jacob loved the black among the lambs, and He's going to help us do better next time if we ask for His help and we try to follow Him. Amen.